Well, the process is quite straightforward. I mean, contracts like this, this is a big project. Phase two is £13 million. And basically, we as a board, at our second meeting, the new board approved this scheme. And that was then transmitted through to the department, who then passed on the information and so on to Treasury. There's a lot more has to be done as well. Our concern was clearly that it was taking so long to get approval for this next phase, because we made that decision in May this year. And we're very pleased now that Treasury have approved the scheme, so the scheme can now get underway. The next phase will start pretty quickly.
And it is £13 million, which is quite a lot of money. So would you be able to explain about where that money's coming from and what impact it might have on the ratepayers, if any?
First and foremost, public sector housing doesn't put any cost against the ratepayers at all. It's all 100% funded by government through what we call a deficiency payment scheme, which means that when we have, like, this borrowing, the borrowings are paid off over 30 years by government payment through to us to pay for that borrowing. And then, of course, when they take into account the rents received and you then look at what may be additional costs, that's what we call a deficiency, which is then met by government. So for a period of time, of course, Castown didn't have a deficiency, so the rents that were collected funded the actual public sector housing 100%. Now we're going, because of these rebuilds, I mean, School Hill Estate was built just after the Second World War. We're now having a major rebuild again of the estate. Phase one has been virtually completed. There's some work still to be done. There are snagging issues to be done. We're now moving into phase two, which will provide the other phase of public sector housing, and that's 100% government funded.